The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gerald, how you doing?
Hey, morning.
Good morning. It's John and Lance here in Houston, and welcome to the show. We were just talking about this. We're going to talk about Mountain Dew Ice. Of course, my radio partner immediately like, you could probably mix that with an alcohol and turn it into a nice.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with Mountain Dew Ice.
Right. I'm sure you can. But I would imagine you could drink that before the game, too, because if you drink a Mountain Dew, you're crazy. You want to skateboard down mountains and stuff, right?
Probably not. But it's definitely a really good drink, though.
You've had it. It's good. Mountain Dew Ice is good.
It's really good, man. It's really, really good.
Charged with caffeine. That's the part I like.
Of course, it's Mountain Dew. That's the part we like.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing about it is, man, it's a lemon lime drink, and there's no lemon lime soda out there with caffeine in it. And this one has caffeine, and it actually tastes really good. That's the crazy part.
Now, hold on a second. I'm looking at this. This is real. Now, wait a minute.
What?
A Peter Dinklage? These two, okay. Yeah. PepsiCo Innovations, Dorito Blaze, and Mountain Dew Ice are making advertising history with a joint Super Bowl ad. So two advertisers coming together.
All right.
This is true. Listen to this. The two iconic brands are bringing head-to-head in an epic lip-syncing rap battle with Morgan Freeman bringing the cool with Mountain Dew Ice and Peter Dinklage, Tyrion Lannister, spitting fire with Doritos Blaze. Morgan teams up with Missy Elliott from Get Your Freak On, and Peter teams up with Busta Rhymes to bring his verse of Look at Me Now to life in a new way. So, this is kind of – I'm looking forward to this, Gerald. You got – Morgan Freeman in a rap battle. I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. It's a real battle, man. The fans actually vote. The commercial is going to air in the first half of the game, and the fans can actually vote on which team they are. You know, and I'm here to say that I am Team Ice Cold, and I'm with Morgan Freeman and Missy Elliott. And I'm actually wearing a Morgan Freeman T-shirt right now, which is actually pretty funny.
Oh, that's cool.
And you know,
I want one of those.
Hilarious. The commercial is hilarious. People are going to love it. And the great thing about it is, like I said, it's a real battle. People can actually vote which one, you know, they want more. But, yeah, the ad is hilarious. The drink is actually really good, man. And it's not just me hyping it up. It really, really tastes good. So I think people will love it. People really enjoy it.
I can just hear Morgan Freeman just, sorry, Peter Dinklage, your team just punted. I'm Morgan Freeman with Mountain Dew Ice, and we keep it 100. That's what I want to hear. Hey, punted and 100 on the same thing.
Hey, listen, Morgan Freeman can do anything he wants, man. There's no way. This dude has seen and done it all, man. And he's the best. Listen, I think people will be or won't be surprised by seeing Morgan Freeman rapping because he doesn't age. Morgan Freeman has been in every era of the world and of Earth, of time. he just doesn't age, man.
No,
he can do anything. Now he's rapping. It's crazy.
I got to ask you this. Did you come to Houston for the Super Bowl last year?
No, I didn't.
Okay. How many Super Bowls have you been to?
I've never been to the actual game, but I've been to the cities.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the weeks of, yeah.
Yeah, weeks of, I've been to, since I've been to NFL, all but one,
so,
I believe.
So you didn't come to Houston?
All but two.
You didn't come to Houston week of?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't
that was Houston. The jam. You missed the spot.
Yeah.
You missed the spot. Now you're in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Come on.
You chose Minneapolis over Houston.
But I'll be in Houston a lot, man, because I got family in Dallas, and then my wife and I, we like to go to Houston. I was actually in Houston for my birthday
Nice.
A couple of years ago. So Houston is the spot. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not lying about that.
We're in Houston now, and we had, as a matter, and everybody here in Houston loves OU, and we had Seth Luttrell.
Not everybody.
Well, nobody.
Some people.
Most people don't. But
the smart ones.
But we had Seth Luttrell, who was the fullback on the 2000 national champion OU team. And he was in studio with us yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I forgot to ask him, what about this year? And how about that game against Georgia? That had to be awesome.
Why are we even talking about
what?
That?
I just want to know.
Mountain Dew Ice.
I don't want to bring up anything bad for you. I'm just wondering how you felt about that.
Yeah, man. I don't know why we let off the gas. I don't know why we switched anything up. My defense let me down. They let me down. And I felt like our game plan in the overtime was not a good one. I don't think the play calling was great. And I think we should just let a Heisman Trophy winner be who he was in the overtime. And, we just didn't get it done. Did not get it done, man. And it hurt. I didn't want to talk to anybody after the game. I usually don't get that much into the games, but we were so close. You know, ever since my group, the 06 class left, I've kept up with OU, but not as in depth as this year because I truly believe in Baker Mayfield and what he could do for this team. So when we got there and then lost that game, I was really upset. And, I actually went to dinner the next day and somebody was like, "It's a pretty tough game, huh?" And my wife was like, "You need to get away from this table right now." My wife was like, "Dude, you don't understand that this is not what you want to do right now. Don't bring that game up."
I think there's a very defined line. If you're a guy and your squad loses, if you're another dude, you should not jump in and try. Like, you got to give. If you are really, yeah. If it's your squad, or right. You lost a lot of money, you got to let a guy have his space. You can't just jump in.
I thought there was enough time, so that's why I brought it up.
No, there's enough time now. Gerald, you got to fade the heat now.
Right.
It's not like he's calling you the next day.
Yeah, at this point, I can talk about it. That next day, I didn't want, don't bring that up to me. It just happened.
Yeah.
You know, it just happened. We had these guys down by 21 or whatever it was.
I honestly thought Oklahoma was a tougher matchup for Alabama than Georgia would have been.
I honestly believe that Alabama, as good as their defense was, would have had problem. Baker Mayfield would have gave them problem.
They had trouble with Georgia as it was.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't want to rub it in, but you would have been national champions.
Yeah, national.
But let Baker be Baker.
That's all. Lincoln Riley, that's on you.
In overtime, that's what they should have done.
Clemson didn't do? Clemson didn't say this. Hey, let's just start getting the ball to Leggett. Gallman. Hey, let's just start getting it to Wayne Gallman here. Let's not let Deshaun Watson win it.
Right.
You know, I didn't see Clemson doing that.
No, and that's why they won.
Yeah, Baker started doing, like, screens and jet sweeps and reverses. I'm like, what are we doing?
Right.
Getting the ball out of your best player. The best player in the country. This is what we're calling him when we call him the Heisman Trophy winner. He is the best player in college football, and you're taking the ball out of his hand? I didn't understand that. And Coach Riley, man, he's a great play caller, and I just didn't understand what we were doing in overtime. It just was not great choices. I just didn't get it.
Gerald McCoy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, let's talk just for a minute here. I know you're short, but your division. Look at how the Saints came up this year. It really was the best in football this year.
Last year wasn't easy either.
Yeah, no.
I mean, year before. I mean,
Carolina, Tampa. Atlanta getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, this division ain't getting any easier.
Yeah. No, it's not. And we have to get much better though, because it's going to do nothing but improve. I mean, let's be honest. Nobody expected New Orleans to do what they did, and for those guys they brought in, they had an excellent rookie class. They're most likely going to have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year on that one team. And then they had a really good offensive lineman and the rookie right tackle they had, and it's just, they had a really, really good draft, and they put it together, man. how Cam Jordan is not up for at least, you know, a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. I don't understand, but they took the league by storm, man, and they're going to do nothing but get better because all those guys are young. And that team stops and goes as number nine goes. And I trained with this guy in the offseason, and I was just around him at the Pro Bowl, and he's not slowing down. It's crazy, you know, how some of these guys don't age and they just get better with time. And, you know, Cam Newton and the Carolina Panther defense and that offense, and they just – That's a very tough team to beat is Carolina when they're rolling because they're a momentum team. And then we don't really have to talk about Atlanta. They just got out the Super Bowl and, you know, fought back to get back to the playoffs.
And then Lincoln Riley started calling plays in the fourth quarter. Oh, no, wait. That was Kyle Shanahan.
No.
Hey, same thing. It's not the same thing. Same thing.
You know, this division is very tough to win in. And but I think – our last game, we put the division on notice that we're not going away. You know, we beat the NFC South champs, and that's a great way to end the season is with a win at home against the NFC South champs. So we're not going anywhere, but we have to do more. The week prior, we had Carolina on the ropes, 4th-and-3. We get a stop there. We win that game. Had a bad penalty, an offside penalty. They get the ball. Fumble it into the end zone and score. And it's just like, we're that close, you know, and that happened with Atlanta the week before that, you know, get down to the last drive and we just can't score. We missed the field goal, you know, to win the game. And it's just, we're very close, but we have to do more and find a way to finish those games out. That's the difference in us and most teams, especially the two teams that are playing the Super Bowl, they're finishing games. And we got to do a better job of that.
Got to finish plus or minus 4 to 5 games every year. Could swing either way. And they swung against you guys this year, to be sure. Well, don't miss. This is going to be a lot of fun. Le'Veon Bell and Gerald McCoy are both going to be at a Mountain Dew pop-up space on 3rd floor north at Mall of America if you guys are headed out of town today. Not sure if that's going to happen. But you can check out PepsiCo with Dorito Blaze and then Mountain Dew Ice. As Morgan Freeman is team Mountain Dew Ice, Peter Dinklage has got Doritos Blaze, and they are going to have a rap battle on a commercial as two brands come together for the Super Bowl. So this is going to be really, really good. Really looking forward to that because two iconic guys in very different ways.
Awesome.
Peter Dinklage with the Game of Thrones, and of course Morgan Freeman with everything.
Man, Gerald McCoy, man, we appreciate you joining us. We know you got a lot of interviews to do today. Thanks for hanging, and we'll be watching you next season.
Appreciate you guys, man. God bless you,
Boomer.
Guys,
man.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Everybody says you got to do sooner.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, you do. If you're a sooner, just like
try it again. Boomer.
Boomer.
No. Dell. Boomer.
He ain't saying
sooner.
Oh! He did it!
You see, Gerald knows what's up.
That's it. Gerald, we appreciate it, man. Thanks, man.
All right.